941.
Got about 15 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Going to be some thunder showers coming later on this evening. Today looks really good. High of 84. Right now, 66.
Bruins legend, Mr. Bork, coming up at 8:45, excuse me. But, Kennedy, I recently had to call the police. Not only did I have to call the police, but I had to call the police in Florida.
I'm intrigued.
And it was all because of Facebook.
How does that happen? You're the only person in the world that could say, I called the police in Florida because of Facebook.
I think after you read the post that I'm about to share with you, Kennedy, you would have called the cops.
All right.
You would have called the cops in Florida as well about Facebook. So I always keep track of my daughters and their social networking, being on Facebook.
Which is something I admire greatly about you.
I have their username and their password. I can go in. I can access all of their stuff. And the other day I was reading one of my daughter's Facebook updates, and there was a girl in there talking smack to her about a picture on my daughter's page, and it was a picture of my daughter and her ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most people...
Nobody goes through and clears that stuff out.
Well, I do, but she doesn't.
Ugh.
I go in and clean out my pictures every once in a while.
Well, you don't have to worry about taking old boyfriends or girlfriends. You know what I'm saying?
I go in and purge pictures occasionally, yeah. But a lot of people don't.
Right.
And she has since is not dating this boy, and there's another boy that she's dating now. But apparently, the new girlfriend of my daughter's ex-boyfriend took umbrage with the fact that picture was still on her Facebook.
I see.
It was a very cute picture. Them at the sunset or sun whatever, and, you know, them hugging.
Whatever.
And she basically accused my daughter of still being in love with her ex-boyfriend and needing to back off and all these sorts of things.
I see.
And that she had spies. The girl goes to a different
school.
She had spies at her school. And the boy is in show choir along with my daughters.
I see.
And apparently my daughter is singing a song to him in show choir as part of the routine.
Of course,
assigned
it happens.
It's
uncomfortable, but it happens.
It's real life glee is
been
what's
there,
going
yes.
on. Well, it was all, listen, it was two teenagers arguing about a boy. And it got a little heated with the comments, but, you know, kids being kids.
Right.
So I talked to my daughter and I said, listen, just... defriend her, move on, block her, whatever. Exactly.
Blah, blah.
Then this was posted. Okay. I want you to listen to this. Hey, Courtney, don't be jealous haters. You can't be this other girl. You cannot have what she has. Courtney, you forgot this picture was on your Facebook. Not a good one. You might actually want to use your brain next time around. No one else, and I do mean no one else, needs to comment talking trash to this girl. Or me, her psycho aunt from Florida, who has been to jail for attempted murder, and it was attempted only because I like to watch, will come to see you. It's not going to be pretty. Leave my niece alone.
Get out.
Unbelievable, right?
So.
Unbelievable.
So this is posted by the girl's aunt
in Florida.
Who says she's a convicted felon.
She says, she says, by the way, I've done jail time for attempted murder. And it's only attempted because I like to watch you suffer. I will come to see you. It's not going to be pretty. Leave my niece alone.
Oh, and how old is this woman?
She's in her 40s.
You're kidding me.
I am not kidding you. And that's when it got a little weird for me.
Right.
You know, when it was two teenagers about, leave my ex-boyfriend alone. I don't care about your ex-boyfriend. Yes, you do. No,
it's
I don't.
It's just how kids are.
Right.
It's part of high school life.
Right. So I managed to get on this woman's Facebook page. I took a screen capture of the comment, you know, so that I would have a copy of it. And then through her Facebook page, I was able to track down where in Florida she lived. I had to call the sheriff. And I explained to them the whole scenario.
See, I just heard him say, I'm calling you regarding a Facebook status update.
I really did. And he did that pretty much.
Oh, my God, dude.
But, you know, they took it seriously. Yeah, I said to the guy, I hate to do this. I know this feels weird, and I'm sure you don't get these types of calls very often.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want this to be some story that we read in the news a week from now about somebody getting killed because of some stupid Facebook comment.
Well... So did they investigate the lady?
Yeah, they. So what they did is they looked her up by her name. It took the guy a few minutes to finally figure out who she was because she has maiden names and where she lives. And turns out this woman has never been to jail. she had a couple of parking tickets and that was it. she was just talking trash.
Wow.
She was trying to scare my daughter. So
I applaud you for what you did. I think you did the right thing.
Right.
And it's ridiculous that, but the fact that you had to call the cops in Florida about Facebook, it makes me giggle.
It was unbelievable. So then what I had to do is I called my daughter and I told her I wanted the phone number of the father of the other girl because I wanted to talk, you know, to their parents as well. So I called and the girl answered the phone. And I told her who I was, and I said I wanted to talk to her father. And she said, why? And I said, well, this is something that doesn't concern you. I would like to talk to your father. And she's like, well, I'm not letting you talk to my father. So I'm getting into it with this teenage girl. And I said, well, here's the choice you have to make right now. I've just gotten off with the police, and the next phone call is to your school tomorrow morning. So you can deal with that, or you can let me talk to your parents right now. And guess what? She put me on the phone. What was funny was I think she forgot that they're already out of school. If I'd have called the school the next day, there was nobody there.